Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Vachim, Perikin Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah is being learned because asked about Srachol, Shishi Bezecher, Fine, Josevig Hagon, Bik, Arav Mamesh. And we continue talking about Marik and Shtifa of Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah says, Echad Shibisho Baiv, Echad She'er L'Soicha R'Seach, whether Kachim was actually cooked inside this Kli or just boiling hot Kachim was poured inside, either which way the walls absorbed some of the flavor. And also, Echad Kachim Kachim, Echad Kachim Kalim, it doesn't make a difference what level of Kachim we're talking about. Kachim, the highest level, or Kachim Kalim, the lower level. In all these cases, Tu'unin Mariko Shtifa, the Kli needs Marika and Shtifa. Reb Shimon argues and he says, Kachim Kalim Einon Tu'unin Mariko Shtifa. If it's Kachim Kalim, it's the lower level, it doesn't need Mariko Shtifa. Now we have another opinion, Reb Tarfon says, Im Bishalmai B'tichlas Regel, if at the beginning of Yomtif they use this Kli to cook Karbonis in, Yavashal by his Kol Regel, the entire Yomtif they can continue using this Kli to cook in and they don't need to wash it out right away. That's because remember, the whole issue over here is that some of the carbon got absorbed into the wall of the Kli and after a certain amount of time it becomes nicer. That flavor is not allowed to be eaten. It could be after one day or after 2 days, depending on what carbon it is. But either way, that flavoring, that tam is nicer, so that's why we have to wash it out. Or if it's kli cheretz, we have to break it. But Reb Tarfon is saying that since every single day this kli is being used to cook kachim in, then whatever flavor was absorbed into the walls the day before now gets spat out. That's called a pilot. It spits it out, and so that flavor is not in there anymore, and it doesn't need to be washed out. However, Chamer and the Chamer say that no, it's the same din all across the board. It doesn't make a difference if it's yontif or Shabbos or weekday. We have to keep this din of Marika and Shtifa, and therefore, Adzman Achila, up until the time that this carbon that was cooked in it is allowed to be eaten. So if it's a carbon chatos, it's only 1 day. If it's a shlomim, it's 2 days. So then it's fine. But then afterwards, Marika and Shtifa, it needs Marika and Shtifa. And now finally, the Mishnah comes to explain what exactly is Marika and Shtifa. We've just been translating it as washing it out. But what does that mean, washing it out? So here the Mishnah says, Marika kamrikas hakayos, Ushtifa kishtifas hakayos. Marika is like being Mayrik a cup, and Shtifa is like being Shaitef a cup. What does that mean? So Marika's hakayos is a term that's used by a kashal bracha, let's say the cup that you're making kiddush on, for example, and this is specifically referring to washing it out in the inside, and shtifa is washing it off from the outside. So now we understand that marika and shtifa means washing inside and outside, and also marika shtifa betzainen, this washing out is done with cold water. Now some mishnayos have in parentheses the word over here, bechamin, and that's according to a different opinion. Our mishnah is shitas Rebbe, who holds that both marika and shtifa is with cold water. Now the gemara explains that the chamim hold that marika is with hot water that's inside and the cold water is on the outside. Now we have another din, hashpud, a metal spit that's used for roasting meat, askala, and a grate or a grill, mag ilon bechamin, the way to get out the flavor that's absorbed inside is to put it inside hot water. That's what we call hagala. Very often this is done Erev Pesach. You see it all over the place. People take their kalim and put them in these boiling vats of water. That's hagala, and that's what has to be done to the spit or the grate. And moving on to Mishnah Ches, bisha bai kachim v'chulin. Let's say we have this kli that had two different types of meat cooked in it, kachim and chulin, kachim kalim, or it was both kachim but two different levels of kachim, kachim and kachim kalim. So im yesh behem benais and tam, if the kachim that was cooked inside with the chulin or the kachim cooked with the kalim was strong enough to impart flavor to the thing of the lower level, so harei hakalim nechalim kechamurim. Now the lower level, the lighter thing, has to be eaten with the stringency as the more chamur thing. So if we have kachim and chulin, since the chulin absorbed flavor from the kachim, it's treated just like the kachim, and same thing with the kachim kalim. Has to be treated just like the kachim kachim. Now the Rav explains based off of the Gemara that we're actually missing a part from the Mishnah. This is called a chesure mechsura. So we're going to add in the following words. What happens? Utu unim mariko shtifa. So this kli needs marika and shtifa because of the kachim that was cooked in it. And also paslin b'maga. If it became pasul, it'll pasul things by touching them. However, continues the Mishnah. Again, this is with our added girsa. Vim ein bohen b'nais and tam. If there's no nais and tam, if the kachim didn't impart any flavor to the chulin because there wasn't enough, or the kachim kachim didn't impart any flavor to the kachim kalim. So then, ein hakalim nechalim kechamurim, the lower, lighter level thing, doesn't have to be eaten like the more chamur. And also, and here we have this girsa in our Mishnah, this Ral Mishnah's pick up, ve'einon tu'unim mariko shtifa, the kli doesn't need mariko shtifa either, and ve'einon pasul b'maga, it doesn't pasul by touch. A somewhat similar din, rakik shenaga b'rakik, this word rakik is a type of cracker that's made as part of a carbon mincha, in plural they're called rakikin. So if a pasul one touched the kasher one, or if a chaticha b'chaticha, a piece of kasher meat touched pasul meat, loikal rakikin loikal chaticha zasurin, the entire rakik that was touched, or the entire piece of meat that was touched, is not usur. Einay usur el makom shebala. It's only the part of the kosher one that absorbed flavor from the non-kosher one. That's the part that's possible, so that has to be cut off, but the rest of it is kosher. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perikud Beis, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. Moving on to a different topic for now. Everyone should have a wonderful day.